This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
We've been digging into the results from our most recent survey, the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Poll this week. And today, we're going to dig into what voters in this country think about jobs, specifically what makes a good one. If you heard the program yesterday, you heard Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine's political answer to that question. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman at our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting to go out and see what regular people think.
Pay and benefits are top of mind for a group of women gathered on a stormy weeknight recently at a local union office on the outskirts of Portland.
So the stores have in-store coupons.
They're here for a couponing class offered by the group Oregon Tradeswomen, with all sorts of tips about online discounts and printable coupons to save, save, save. A.J. Banuelos is 39, a single mom with three kids. She's been a union construction worker for 5 years now.
I was a stay-at-home mom, and I'd done a lot of clerical work and retail.
How does what you do now compare?
An hour, I make $27.72. The highest I made prior to joining the trades was $12 an hour. Now I make a livable wage. I'm able to provide for my family. I value my benefits. My medical, my dental.
In our Marketplace Edison Research Economic Poll, people ranked health benefits as the top attribute of a good job. A.J. Banuelos says she's also glad not to be bouncing between low-wage jobs anymore. And our survey found that having a job that you can stay at for many years is most important to workers without a college degree. Like auto mechanic Anatoly Lobasyuk. He took a job at an auto shop right out of high school, and he's still there 10 years later. He says it's all about
treating employees properly. If the employer doesn't treat you well, you're going to go somewhere else.
That jibes with another finding in our poll. People said a top priority in a good job is a good working environment. In fact, it's significantly more important than a retirement plan, full-time hours, or paid time off. Peter Sather would agree. He's 23, works as a waiter in New York City, and has a second job tutoring foreign languages.
I've worked a lot of jobs where, you know, you have to build up some mental fortitude just to get there. Then I've also had a couple jobs where I was excited to go to work. I worked at a Vietnamese restaurant. Just the atmosphere was so amazing, and it was like, oh, yay, get to go see everyone.
According to our survey, it's also important to work at a place where you feel valued. Two-thirds of respondents say that's essential in a good job. Phoenix Clark works as an online fraud analyst in Portland and makes a good salary in the 100,000-plus range. I caught up with him at a local fitness club where he also teaches Zumba classes several nights a week.
I feel like I'm very lucky to finally found a company that fits my personality, that has that corporate ethics that you want, and that treats us all like owners. And I love the fact that the schedule is flexible so that we're all encouraged to have a personal life, a family life.
Having a flexible schedule, by the way, that isn't high on the list of workplace priorities in our poll. Only 40% of respondents say providing flexible working hours is essential for a good job. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
If you're the polling data type, you can see all the results of our survey. It's at marketplace.org.